Music, stories, and more. You're listening to Artbeat Radio, a program by Able Artworks. Welcome back to Artbeat Radio.
In today's episode,
we interrupt this program for some breaking news. We have decided to take a podcast break until February 2021. However, you may still explore our previous episodes and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Able Artwork Virtual Learning. And now back to our program.
Well, that was strange. Anyway, back to this episode. Today, we talk about what we are grateful for, what we've been doing in quarantine, and what we've done.
What are you all grateful for 2020?
I think it was around March or April, or February, I believe. Mother received a phone call from a program from this area, from Regional Center, and suggesting this program. I've loved the program ever since I first came. I'm grateful for this year, for getting to know all of you. Without you, folks, I wouldn't have been where I am today. Brian, what are you grateful for this year?
I'm grateful for my home that I'm at. As either the Zoom classes, which I am grateful for being on Zoom, and not only that, but pushing on in this home due to COVID.
I like being with all you guys. I'd like to say that 2020, I've gotten more independence with some things.
So what have you been doing with your newfound free time?
Gardening.
Well, gardening sounds interesting, though I've never done that before.
Are you guys growing flowers?
Yes. It's a bit different.
Well, I like that you're planting flowers. I just do not like vegetables that much.
I mean, going to camp twice a year, but now we're going every day online with camp.
What have you guys learned in 2020?
I learned how to run my wheelchair, how to fix my TV.
Focus on growing up and moving forward.
My 2020 achievement has been working at the restaurant and achieving $800.
My achievement this year was to use Zoom, since we cannot go in the well.
I learned how to do sign language with camp.
Wow, amazing.
I know.
One of my housemates, he's deaf, and I've been learning how to sign language on YouTube.
I learned how to adjust to change and learning how to be flexible and learning how to be open this year.
That's what I need to learn.
Just learn to be open to change and learn to be flexible, and then don't give your hopes up.
What about self-love?
That too.
This time for Mystery Corner.
All dropping was originally used to signal a passage of time. The first time wall was installed in Ignon's Royal Observatory at Greenwich in 1843. The ball would drop at 1 p.m., 1 o'clock every afternoon, announcing the captains of nearby ships to precisely set their chronometers and important navigational instrument?
Around 150 time balls
are
believed to have been installed around the world, though still work. The tradition is carried on today in places like the United States Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C., where a time ball descends from a flagpole at noon each day, and of course, once a year in Times Square, where it marks the stroke of midnight not for a few ships' captains, but for over 1 billion people watching worldwide. Well, thanks to you all, we have been steadily picking up new listeners each week.
We have been listening to in 18 countries.
Thanks to you, our podcast was visited close to 5,000 times this year.
We'd like to take a moment to thank everyone who's been listening to our podcast. Without you, we wouldn't be here. And when you listen to our work and share it with friends, we feel loved. We'd also like to thank everyone for listening to our projects and enjoying them so much. And we'd also like to tell you to tell your friends and family to continue subscribing to this amazing podcast known as Artbeat Radio.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
Rain on 2021.
Rain on 2021. We're ready for you.
20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
Thank you for listening, and tune in next time.